Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to a game day version of the Cards Cast, the ACC Championship version of the Cards Cast. Is number 14, Louisville, getting ready to take on number 4, Florida State at Bank of America Stadium. It's Charlotte. I am Cardinal Authority Senior Writer Michael McCammon, joined by publisher Jody Demley, both here in the Queen City for the big game. And Jody, you know, there's some storylines popping up. You know, most notably, who's going to be quarterback for Florida State is Tate Rodemaker dealing with some concussion protocols. They say he's 50-50. His dad said he was 50-50 this morning. So what are you kind of expecting as the Florida State and Louisville tangle tonight?
I honestly don't know what to expect at quarterback for them. I'm a little surprised that all week we didn't hear a whole lot about it until Friday. I mean, it was kind of one of those weird things. I mean, when I saw the hit last week, I thought, wow, that guy might not play next week because it was such a vicious, crazy hit. And then he came back in the game and I was like, oh, I guess it wasn't as bad as I thought it was. So yeah. I really don't know what to think. And I know Louisville is kind of in the same boat of it doesn't matter. Not that it doesn't matter, but it's going to be one of these two guys. They're prepared for both of them. Rodemaker is a game time decision. If he can't go, then Brock Glenn will start. You know, there's a lot of folks that are in the Brock Glenn camp. I know that there's a lot of people out there in the national media and some other places in college football that think Brock Glenn might be their guy moving forward. It'll be interesting because I've heard that, you know, with the portal on Monday and all that, it's like, are they going to even go out and get a big time quarterback? I think they will, but they really have a lot of expectation for Brock Glenn. And and when you really think about that, Michael, that makes, quite honestly, that makes the job for Jeff Brohm a lot easier. And for Ron English, it's like, guys, it doesn't matter who we're playing. Both of them are very good, very capable quarterbacks. And it's more tonight about Louisville than it is about anything else.
Yeah, if it's Brock Glenn, I think that brings the mobility, a running quarterback, a little bit more into play. But, you know, as we heard, as you mentioned, Jeff Brohm yesterday mentioned, hey, we've got to be prepared for both. You know, and, you know, defense has been a priority focus this week. Obviously, Louisville have three straight games where they've given up considerable points defensively. So they're trying to right that ship and make some fixes. And curious to see, you know, what that will look like tonight. You know, does it mean more pressure, less pressure, you know? A little bit of both, knowing when to do it. So, you know, not knowing which quarterback was back there, you know, I think allowed the defense to just kind of focus in on itself this week. And, of course, with that uncertainty, we've seen the game line and the spread, you know, go down a little bit more. And here we now are. It's almost, you know, noon on game day, and it's down to 1 point Florida State, the favorite. And, you know, and Jody, I'm kind of expecting a tight ball game. Obviously, the weather is expected to play a big game. You know, I can't even see downtown from where I'm at right now. The haze and fog is so thick in Charlotte. You know, and obviously there's plenty of rain in the forecast. So,
I'm in downtown. I'm on the edge of downtown, and I can't see downtown from where I'm at because of the haze and the fog. It's going to be nasty. I don't know. You know, it kept changing yesterday. Every time you look at the hourly, it's now not going to start raining until like 6 o'clock, but with that said, it's kind of a misty, nasty, just ugly day here. It's going to get to 65 degrees, they say. I don't believe that. I guess it could, because it's like 58, 59 right now. So I guess it could, but it just doesn't seem like there's going to be any cloud cover that is lifted here at all. So I don't know, Michael. You know, you prepare for rain. I've got my rain suit. I'm ready to go. Are we going to really get rain? I mean, I guess it's just kind of weird how this system is kind of moving and moving along. I don't want to say that doesn't matter because Louisville's only loss before last week of Kentucky was the one in the rain at Pittsburgh. And I do think the weather caused some of that craziness there at Pittsburgh. But quite honestly, the way Louisville can run the ball and the way and the potential of, again, going back to who, it doesn't matter who starts, but the potential of one of those younger guys without a ton of experience being in there in a game where you have some rain or some issues, that to me is a bigger issue than anything else. And that's why I think if it's a bad, bad weather game, call me crazy, but I think it's probably in Louisville's favor a little bit because of the inexperience at quarterback for them.
Yeah, I think you've hit it right there. I think, you know, this game could very well be decided, you know, by what happens in the trenches as well as turnovers. And I think that does slightly favor Louisville, you know, especially with the uncertainty of quarterback. As you mentioned, you know, the Louisville defense, you know, ranks amongst the top 15 against the rush. They've got to play like that today. Trey Benson for Florida State is certainly going to try to have a big game. He's very capable. Florida State, you know, has a stable of backs as well that they'll utilize just like Louisville. But that Louisville rush defense, you know, needs to be locked in today and limit the, you know, you really can't give up the big plays and, you know, to allow Trey Benson or whoever is carrying the ball for Florida State to find a big gap and take off for a huge play. You've got to limit that. And on Louisville side, you know, the same thing. You've got to see Juwar Jordan and Isaac Arendo both have big days carrying the rock for the Cardinal. Well,
and I think for me, it's Louisville. First of all, it's don't turn the ball over. Don't have any self-inflicted wounds. And obviously, I think the special teams error has been corrected. Well, I know it has been from what I understand. It was a long week for all the special teams guys. Let's just say that has been corrected. Don't turn the ball over. Stop the run. But on the other hand, to me, I'm not even looking at Jordan and Garindo. I'm looking at the offensive line, because if the offensive line, and I'll throw Dwayne Martin and Trevante Sylvester, who I think are guys we're going to see a whole lot of tonight. If those seven guys can hold up and hold their own, they don't have to win every battle, but if they can hold their own, then it's going to be okay for Louisville. That's the thing. That defensive line is big and they're physical. They're fast off the ball. If the Louisville five and the offensive line, Michael Gonzalez, Brian Hudson, Willie Tyler, Eric Miller, Austin Collins can hold up. You throw Dwayne Martin and you throw Trevante Sylvester in there in a lot of jumbo packages. Those seven guys can hold up. I think Louisville can score some points on Florida State. So that's kind of the keys there to me. One thing, Michael, to note, injury-wise, knock on wood, I think Louisville's as healthy as they've been in a while. I expect Brownlee to be back and play. Stephen Heron was out last week, and I think we don't really realize, or at the time we didn't really realize, it's a big loss because of some of the pressure that he gets. Doesn't get the stats, but he gets the pressure, and he is also one of the leaders. He's back. And then I think you're going to see a Juwar Jordan and a Jamari Thrash, and I know I said this last week. I thought they were as healthy as they've been since Notre Dame, going into Notre Dame at least. I think this week you're going to see they are at that healthy in that maybe the healthiest that they've been since early in the season. And for Jordan, it's big because, you know, there's a lot of talk on what he might potentially do. I personally think he's going to go and give the professional ranks a chance. And if he does that, he doesn't want the last five games of his career to be what it's been. He needs an explosive play or two. He needs to get back to what he was doing. I know the Duke game, he had a lot of yards, but there were none of those real pop off the chart kind of plays for you. And I think this is a big game for him on a big stage. He can really help his stock.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Yeah, if you get Louisville's two big playmakers, you know, healthy and able to make some big plays, that I think that certainly – favors Louisville in quite a way. I mean, it's been a while since we've seen both of them, you know, explode for huge games at the same time, like we kind of got used to early in the season. And then you throw Isaac Arendo in the mix, you know, some of his explosive runs that he's had in recent years where, you know, he's averaging over 8 yards a carry over the last four games. I mean, that's a beast that he's become to really slow down. You know, so there are a lot of factors for this game. We've currently got our picks up at CardinalAuthority.com right now. And Jody, we're both picking close ones. You know, like I said, right now, it's a 1-point spread. So expect it to be close.
I totally expect it to be close. I think it's going to come down to it at the end of the game. Some special teams things. And again, if it's raining, the turnovers will be even more magnified than what it is. All right, let's do some cleanup here real quick. Tomorrow, Michael, tonight, Louisville hopefully wins the game tomorrow. They'll accept their bid to the Orange Bowl. I do think that it's, I would say, 90% chance that no matter what happens tonight, 95% chance maybe that no matter what happens tonight, Louisville will be in the Orange Bowl. The Oregon-Washington game last night, I think, helped that factor a little bit more. You need everything to go right for Louisville. And I know that one didn't matter a whole lot, but still, it gets one more team at a two loss and knocks Oregon. You know, I mean, it just gets Louisville kind of, if they can win, they're going to, you feel the momentum. But if they don't win, you want everything to go perfect and not a lot of chaos, to be honest with you, tonight. And because of Florida State. You didn't want Oregon to win and then Washington say, well, we only got one loss and we beat Oregon and you're putting Oregon in and all that kind of stuff. So you don't want the chaos, in my opinion. And so I think I think Louisville ends up in the Orange Bowl. We'll have that announcement tomorrow around, I believe it's 2 or 2:30 tomorrow after they do the college football playoff rankings at noon. And then you also have, Michael, a time on Monday that's going to get crazy with the portal. It's going to be hard to keep up with at times. It's pretty wild to think how much could happen over the course of the next few days.
Yeah, I mean, Monday is, you know, let's get through this ACC championship seed. Hopefully it turns into a Louisville victory. Get that Orange Bowl bid, but yeah, come that portal. It's going to get crazy, Jody. And I think it's going to be, you know, strap in, because a lot of things could happen pretty fast, as you kind of hinted at there, you know, as Louisville, you know, continues to build its program for the future. And, you know, and the success they did in the portal last year and what we're hearing this year, I think we're going to see a repeat of success for Louisville again in the portal this year. So plenty to track at Cardinal Authority from the game, bowl announcement, and plenty of portal stuff to come as well.
Yep, it should be a lot of fun. I wish it wasn't the only championship game on the outside. I think it's the only one outside. Can we go move this game to Vegas? I mean, it's like, okay, wherever, but it's all good. Louisville's in a championship game, and it's going to be a blast of an afternoon and into the evening here in Charlotte. And Michael, it's going to be fun. Hopefully we'll be reporting on a victory after.
Real quick, the game day crew on ESPN has made their predictions. If you missed it, Dez and Pat both take the Cardinals. The fan vote has Louisville winning this game by 53%. The rest of the table all took Florida State as a winner. So that also sounds like a close ball game on tap.
I knew I liked Pat McAfee for a reason, right? All right, for Michael McCammon, I'm Jody Dimling. This has been our game day and ACC championship game day edition of the podcast.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus. Gather your besties.
We are very exclusive.
And get ready.
Mom, go make snacks.
For sure, Regina, yeah.
For the movie that hits like a bus. In a good way.
No one died.
Mean Girls. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.